This goes to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-like-boy-I-R. Fax 989-953-5339 regarding Danny Blizzard, B-L-I-Z-Z-A-R-D. Date of birth 9/13/1954. Dear Dr. Kabir, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Blizzard with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and documented renal artery stenosis with 100% occlusion on the left side. He does go to Mayo Clinic annually, but there was nothing that they could do other than follow him medically. He's very pleased with the care he receives there and likes to see them at least annually. His wife is present for this visit today. He's following a low-salt diet, and he avoids oral and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications for pain. Weight is unchanged since his last visit, April 23rd of this year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He is still smoking about a half a pack of cigarettes per day, down from 3 packs a day, and he is trying to quit. He denies hemoptysis or sputum production, no excessive shortness of breath. He is using a CPAP machine for his sleep apnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications. I want to highlight Norvasc 5 milligram daily, metoprolol is 100 milligram daily, valsartan 320 milligram daily, and Crestor 40 milligram daily, and INDAPAMIDE 2.5 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 187 pounds. Pulse is 65. Blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 130 over 64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft without ascites. No peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done October 10th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.41. Estimated GFR is 54. That is stable and actually slightly better. Albumin, 4.6. Calcium is 10.1. Sodium is 136. Potassium, 3.9. CO2, 23. Phosphorus, 2.8. Hemoglobin, 15.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, an actual improvement in the creatinine level. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled on all medications. 3, renal artery stenosis. And the patient will continue to have labs every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.